Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now, I am not reintroducing the idea of purgatory. But on the other hand, I do believe the baby was thrown out with the bathwater. With that came a belief, when you die, you're instantaneously and magically made perfect.
The soul of someone who dies immediately goes into eternity. There is no place where you make up for your sins. There is no purgatory. In the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It's all right. I'm fine.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Spanning the globe. In pain, but it's okay. I'll soldier on. A conglomeration of stories. Oh, that hurts. Oh, but it's okay. I'll make it. It's fine. Slap together. With theme music to bring you typical Christian radio. Oh, ow. This is Wretched Radio. Let me begin by thanking Jimmy for the bouquet of flowers. Very kind of you whilst I was recuperating from oral surgery.
You're welcome.
They shoved a tube down my nose. Well, I guess it'd be up my nose first, then down the back of my throat. Hey, that was fun.
Wow.
Got a big old molar pulled out of my head. And they gave me drugs, which thankfully I did not need. That oxy stuff, it terrifies me. If I hear one more story of somebody getting hooked on that stuff, you want to talk about a pandemic? Well, the oxy addiction for people who are prescribed these medicines, which grab them and don't let them go. I didn't want it. So I didn't. That means my dreams were just sort of bizarre as opposed to incredibly bizarre. But it's okay. I'm fine. I'll be able to work through this.
You know, I was worried about you a lot.
Huh? What? I'm sorry.
I was so worried.
Sorry. I'm just earning crowns here. Let's span the globe.
Literally.
Shall we? Let's go to an archaeological dig. This is encouraging, of course, but it's unnecessary. Every time we discover something that affirms the Bible, it's good. We put it into our apologetics kit. But I don't rely on it. I rely on the Bible. I don't need archaeology to prove the Bible. The Bible proves itself, and it has over and over again. I can't tell you how many times over the years we've read stories about the archaeologists debunking King David didn't even exist. Oh, well, then we find something with King David on it in Jerusalem. Oh, I guess he did actually exist. Even so, a dead guy was unearthed at project was located in Jerusalem, I believe. New discovery, a dead guy who had a nail through his heel, which indicates he was crucified. It doesn't prove it, but I can't think of any other instances where you wouldn't have a nail going through your heel because you slipped. You worked in a nail factory. No, the guy had a nail gun and somebody shot him, and he was trying to steal something and somebody shot him in the heel with a nail gun in the first century. So they believe that this is an example of Roman cruelty, crucifixion, because we don't have a ton of archaeological evidence to support the Roman crucifixion that killed our Savior. Quite honestly, I don't need any. Bible says it. And furthermore, why wasn't it debunked? If Roman crucifixion wasn't happening, wouldn't people in the first century, you know, when the Bible was written, wouldn't they have said, hey, what are you talking? We've never heard of such a thing. There's no Golgotha. People don't get hung up like that. We don't need these archaeological digs. We have the Bible, which attests to the fact that Jesus was executed in the worst fashion imaginable. Roman settlement in Fenstanton, 1900 years old, give or take. suggesting the man was crucified. The best evidence of crucifixion by the Romans to date, said the article in the Jerusalem Post. No, no, it's not the best evidence to date. The Bible is the best evidence to date. The reason that they have very few of these instances of nails going through wrists or through heels is because the victims wouldn't have received a proper burial. We just aren't unearthing those bones. They were probably just ditched someplace, left out for the crows. So there weren't a lot of proper burials for people who were crucified. Furthermore, they could be held up by ropes. Which, is that less? It seems to me that would actually prolong it even more, making it more cruel. So we don't have, of course, the ropes 2,000 years later, but we don't need them. We have the Bible. It is self-attesting. I was reading, I think it wasn't Bart Ehrman. Bart Ehrman, the atheist who studied theology. I think he has his doctorate, perhaps, in theology. I think he went through a couple of the mainstream evangelical schools. And now he wars against the very one that he studied in Hebrew and Greek. Even he admits Jesus existed. There's just no argument. There's no question in these people that make accusations that he didn't. They're not even scholars in the first place. He gets it. But I was reading somebody else talking about the attestation of the New Testament via outside sources. And there were at least four Roman authentications of the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But we don't need them. We don't need it. We got the Bible. The Bible's the best book for it because it continues to prove itself. No book has had more shots fired at it than the Bible, and yet it continues to withstand the assaults because the Bible is self-attesting. To China we go. It seems they've got the same problem we've got in the States, maybe for slightly different reasons, but nobody's getting married over there. The marriage rate drops to its lowest level in 13 years. The statistic that I read, I believe it was 17.9% of families in America are actually intact. A mom, a dad with kids. 17.9%. Listen, can you hear that sound? That would be the sound of a nation crumbling right out underneath us. Because that's what happens when marriage is not the foundational institution, which I was reading it was China. Yeah, it was in this article, Friel. This is from Yang Zhangtao. You probably know who I'm talking about. A senior official said this: a drop in marriage will affect birth rates and in turn economic and social development. Even the communists in China get it. Why? Because God has built certain things into the fabric of the universe. You unwind those threads, you're going to have yourself a tattered mess. But if you sow the way that God has described the world and the way that it works, you're going to probably do better. Nations that get married, have kids, families, stay together, they do better. They do better. And by the way, Jimmy, did you watch that movie, that documentary yet?
I started it. I did start it. I didn't finish it, however.
All right. You're familiar with Manassas High School.
I am.
In Memphis.
Very familiar.
It was a documentary. We're right on top of the cutting edge here at Wretched, produced in 2011. happened to see it. And I'll tell you, it was a disturbing glimpse into the lives of so many people, specifically in Memphis, which is a city that has just deteriorated. I believe now Memphis, number one. They're number one.
Yep.
What is it? Shootings, murders, death, whatever?
All of it.
And you met a number of young men going through the football program at Manassas High School, which hadn't basically won a game in about 110 years. And this coach dedicated his life at no small sacrifice to his children and wife to try to be a dad to these kids. Because most, if not all of them, didn't have a dad. Just tragic. And they did a show of hands. Raise your hands if your dad is involved in your life. No hands went up. Raise your hand if your mom or dad have been in jail. Everybody's hand went up. It's grievous. Dads are crucial. Marriage is crucial. The Chinese get it. Without it, well, everything becomes Memphis, y'all. From Yang Zongtao, we are hoping to actively create favorable conditions for more people of suitable ages to walk into marriage. They've got a dowry system to get your daughter married off. It's the women that always suffer in a non-Christian world. About $47,000. So people can't afford it. So they don't, their daughters don't get married. And then their daughters seemingly don't care if they get married, neither do the boys, because even in China, they have access to pornography, which is just consuming them. In fact, was reading some statistics on pornography. The percentage of people who are watching it, it is shocking. Barna, 64% of Christian men, 15% of Christian women have said they watch porn at least monthly. And I suspect about half of the men are lying. Families are important. Dad, stay home. Be a great pop. The kingdom needs you, and so does our nation. This is Wretched Radio.
Thank you for listening to Wretched Radio today. Hey, I don't know if you've noticed, but Wretched.org earlier this year got a facelift, and you should go take a gander at all of the changes. You'll still find full-length Wretched TV and Wretched Radio episodes, but here's something new. You can now watch the entire Wretched Radio episodes from the Daily Radio Show post. You can listen and now watch the entire show. And that's not the only change you'll notice at Wretched.org, so go check it out as you get some time, and we want to take just a moment to thank our gospel partners for making it happen. Running a website takes a lot of time, effort, and resources, but changing a website can sometimes take even more, and so we're grateful for all of our gospel partners. So when you visit wretched.org, take a peek at our donate page and find out how you can become an ongoing monthly Wretched Gospel partner too. Wretched.org/donate. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
You are a pro-life Christian, which is redundant, who happens to be frugal, which is unnecessary to point out because that's what we Christians are, frugal, and you would like to support a life ministry that stewards your money well. Some great news from Preborn Ministries. They have saved 169,000 babies' lives. What is their secret? Ultrasounds. 80% of the time a woman sees her baby, she chooses life. Right now, Preborn has a matching grant. $28 per ultrasound turns into two ultrasounds. Or for $140, you can sponsor five ultrasounds. But because of the match, you'll be saving 10 babies. The ideal time for you to support a life ministry who's going to steward your money well. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or visit preborn.org/wretched.
Well, the Christmas season is here, and the Christmas sale ads are invading every piece of your life. Well, hopefully this Christmas ad won't annoy you quite as much as the others. We don't have a list that we're checking twice around here because everybody is wretched. This isn't a works-based Christmas sale. Nope, it's a wretched Christmas giving gratitude, not sales event. Meaning we're not trying to compel or trick you into spending your money. We're actually helping you spend less of it and giving you a whole bunch of stuff in the process. Through the end of the year, select items in the Wretched store are 50% off. Plus, orders of $50 or more will receive free shipping and a free copy of Road Trip to Truth Season 1. We appreciate all you do to support Wretched through the year. So don't miss the Wretched Christmas Giving Gratitude Not Sales event happening now at wretched.org/store. That's wretched.org/store.
Know your church fathers. Basil of Caesarea was the bishop of Caesarea in the 4th century. He was a defender of orthodoxy and wrote several important works proving the divinity of the Holy Spirit and refuting the Arian heresy. Most importantly, he introduced the Trinitarian formula, describing God as one being and three persons. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
To Scotland we go. This is Wretched Radio. And these bagpipes are being played exactly where they should be getting played as I look at the YouTube video. In the middle of a field. With nobody around. Nothing personal, my Scottish friends. Friel, your accent alone is offensive. This is Wretched Radio. Some good news from Scotland. Not great. And it certainly doesn't stem the tide of the anti-Christian animus that is growing in Scotland. But if you recall, Franklin Graham, and by the way, Jimmy, those Christian jerks at Samaritan's Purse rushed into Tennessee to help people.
Yeah.
As of this moment, do you know what the current death count is?
I do not. It was the last I saw, it was upwards of 100.
Yeah. Just
around Dresden, Tennessee.
That candle factory obliterated. Some meteorologist put a drone up in the air. Is it called Mayfield, I believe?
Mayfield, Kentucky, which is right over the Tennessee line.
It's just gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just gone. It is hoofda. It's wiped out. Yeah. And I'll tell you, those people... You want a hardship? Your home is gone. Your life is gone. Your business is gone. Your loved ones are gone. Your dog is. I mean, wow! And Samaritan's Purse jumping in, as you know, those Christians do. But Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, he was barred from Scotland. He had booked a number of venues to do some outreaches about a year ago, and they were told, "Nope, you can't because you're religious." Well. Good news. The United Kingdom's Equality Act kicked into gear, and a Billy Graham evangelist. What is BGEA? Is it Evangelistic Association? Billy Graham must be evangelist because he was an evangelist. Yeah. Association. Going to get $26,000 for the unlawful canceling of their conferences. Oh. I think we're almost out of the woods in Scotland, if you don't mind me saying so. I think that's just about everything. You ever see Brian Regan's bit on bagpipes? kind of explains that whole, you know, sometimes there. I'm telling you, in our backyard, I used to believe that I would occasionally, in the middle of the night, be awoken out of a sleep because I was hearing a dog getting eaten by coyotes because it was this dreadful screaming sound. And then I was informed by somebody who actually likes bagpipes, and I'm not kidding. We're still friends, but just the same, said, no, that's probably cats in heat mating. I think both of those explanations for that dreadful sound are wrong. There's a Scot out there playing the bagpipes.
I can't believe you don't like that.
I was tempted to do the Brian Regan bit, but you know how that goes. Okay. So I saw this comedian, right? All right. And he's like driving. No, wait a second. I forgot. They were going to a picnic. And he forgot the sandwich. No, wait a second. The store was out of cheese, so that it's just dies. You crash and burn when you try to duplicate a comedian. Basically, the bit was, Friel, you're going to do it anyway. Basically, the bit was some guy late. The patent office was closing. He slams down a bag with some pipes. Well, what is that? It's a bag with pipes. What does it do? Here's your patent. In Scotland, they are facing an awful lot of issues that, let's just say, would make John Canucks roll over in his grave. The anti-Christian attitude in a nation that was thoroughly Presbyterian, that's It's a warning for all nations. In fact, was reading about the discrimination. Hold on a second. I can find this. There's an organization that I hadn't heard of before that was doing some research in Europe to see which nations have the most discriminatory attitudes, policies, hate crimes toward Christians. Can you guess which nations it was? You probably wouldn't say England, Italy, Spain. What's going on in these nations? They used to be identified as predominantly Christian. Now they are the Christians. I think the number was up 7. Oh, wait a second. I've got it in this pile. I have it in my statistics pile. 70% increase of crimes that were motivated that they know of specifically because people were Christian. Anti-Christian hate crimes in Europe rose 70% between 2019 and 2020. 981 anti-Christian hate crimes. There is no other kind. Don't like that. In 2020, compared to just 578 in 2019, Christians in five countries, France, Germany, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. Whew, Italy isn't there. France, Germany, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. Anti-Christian animus. Are you ready for persecution and how to understand sovereignty? Because if you do not have the doctrine of sovereignty firmly in place, you're going to be waffly. Don't know if you saw the video. This ministry, it was an amazing video, Jimmy, for addressed to Christian Bible thumping wingnuts. Oh, wait, that was our video that we put up. Stephen Yule was the preacher. It was his dad asking him, a pastor, Dr. Stephen Yule, what are the three attributes of God that are most often affirmed in the Bible? Now, that doesn't mean that these are preeminent, but these are the themes that you read about the most regularly. God is good. God is able. God is faithful. You and I would probably go, holiness, sovereignty, righteousness, justice, and those attributes are indeed massive. But if we just focus on those attributes at the exclusion of other attributes, we're probably going to become pretty joyless Christians. Because sovereignty gets you through a mess. It helps you to understand that God is in control of everything. But divorced from his goodness and his ability and his faithfulness, sovereignty alone could be horrible. Because what if God is bad? What if he isn't capable? What if he doesn't care? Then we're in big trouble. But when we remember, yes, he is sovereign. He's in control of everything, including the weather. But he is good. He never does anything to his children. He only does things for his children. God never gives poison in a cup to his children. He only gives them the medicine that is best for them. And I think we need to remember that more and more these days, because we are going to be facing more and more of that Christian animus, because the world hates Jesus Christ. Supreme Court says abortion providers can still sue Texas, but the heartbeat law remains in effect. That's good. In the meantime, a pro-life organization in Austin, bomb threat. There was a woman who was the spokesperson for the ministry in Austin said, when you're okay with violence inside the womb, it's not long before you're okay with violence outside of the womb. That's painful. And just an encouragement, as long as we're on the subject, please consider supporting preborn ministries. They are on the front lines. They are saving lives. Tens of thousands of lives have been saved through preborn ministries. They preach the gospel. They do free ultrasounds, the free Similac diapers, helping people know how to parent. They do it all. And they currently have a matching fund right now, which will double your gift. You can learn more at preborn.org/wretched, preborn.org/wretched. And speaking of money, wow.
Well, that was a great transition.
Thank you very much. It's good to be woke, especially a woke leader. Ibram X. Kendi spoke at the University of Wisconsin. It's a beautiful campus, great town, lovely people, very liberal. But the University of Wisconsin paid him for a speech. I think he worked a total of 5 hours, give or take. Yeah, here it is. A 60-minute event conversation. Whatever. A 45-minute meet and greet. A 60-minute professional development session on anti-racism with faculty and staff. He was, poor man, only paid $45,000.
That's not equitable.
Well, hey, if you can make it in this country legally, morally, then we celebrate that. But it's just a little bit, I don't know, whiffy when somebody is getting paid $45,000 in an effort to try to help people. And maybe he gave it all away. Let's put the best construction on it.
Sorry. Okay.
This is Wretched Radio.
This is Wretched Radio, and I'm Jimmy Hicks. So, a church in Italy has felt the need to apologize after a bishop told kids that Santa doesn't exist, apologizing for the teaching of the true meaning of Christmas. You know, the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and not the worship of a false idol that requires good behavior to be in his good graces. Aren't you glad to be under grace and not in a works-based system such as this?
First and foremost, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, I couldn't be here.
That was college football Heisman Trophy winner Bryce Young during his acceptance speech Saturday night. Is the Alabama quarterback a strong Christian? Yeah, I don't really know. Is he a faithful Christian? Not 100% sure about that. But what I do know, however, is that the name of Jesus was praised and lifted on liberal ESPN over the weekend. And I'll take that right about now. Well, we updated you in a story last week on the latest development of Josh Duggar, who was found guilty of obtaining and possessing child pornography. Well, now it appears another Duggar is in some legal trouble as well. The oldest Duggar, Jana, has been charged with endangering the welfare of a minor. And all we know at this point is the incident took place in early September. No further details have been released at this time. Well, Fulani herdsmen in northern Nigeria have reportedly wounded a pregnant woman and set houses on fire over the weekend. The pregnant woman, a Christian, was injured when the herdsmen attempted to kidnap her. She was rescued by the military, but not before sustaining a gunshot wound to her leg. And in the same village in Nigeria, Fulani herdsmen killed a Christian pastor earlier in the week last week. They kidnapped the pastor in November and held him for ransom, and his church did make ransom payments over the last month. However, the herdsmen killed the man because the church could not pay any more money. As we tell you all the time, please make sure that you are committed to fervently praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.
Books of the Bible. First and Second Chronicles traces God's unfolding plan from Adam through the Babylonian captivity. When you wonder what God is doing in the world, Chronicles shows us this pattern. He is calling a people to himself, placing them under the rule of his king, and preparing them for worship. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Little too hot, Jimmy. This is Wretched Radio. When your producer jumps, you probably have the pot up a little too high. And it's working out for Ibrahim. Ibram. See, if he were in a new covenant with God, he'd be Ibrahim. But he's Ibram Ex-Kendi. He's the fellow who is promoting anti-racism. You, if you are going to be in right standing, presumably with our culture, you need to affirm that there's white privilege and implicit bias, and you're adamantly opposed to it, Otherwise, you're considered racist. I'm telling you, this critical theory, divisive, pouring gasoline on the very problems that it intends, or at least says that it intends to cure. This theory that makes us divided and not united, it applies to it just doesn't matter what the situation is. You will lose the argument. Okay, so Jimmy, take a moral issue. Just pick a subject. What do you got?
Abortion.
So tell me, Jimmy.
Yes.
What do you think about a woman's right to choose?
Yeah, no.
Racist. See, it's easy. It's easy. Jimmy.
Yes.
2 times 2 equals?
2 times 2 is 4.
Racist. So yeah. Is 2 plus 2.
That's but right.
Even so, kind of a trick it question a trick for question. You. I understand. You're a radio guy. I get and the I'm whole
from,
math thing.
I'm from Tennessee.
It just doesn't matter. You can use that card to slap it down and just end every argument. It's not a conversation starter. It's a conversation killer. And let me tell you, Mr. Kendi is killing when it comes to fees. Was paid $45,000 by the University of Wisconsin. And in the last few years, looks like he's made a few $100,000 promoting his books, not to mention the book sales. Things are good for Mr. Kendi. And speaking of money, lots and lots of money, this is a story I was not going to comment on, but now I feel compelled for 2 reasons. I think maybe it's a quick reminder of how awful prosperity gospel preachers are. Second, I don't mind telling you another reason is because the article that covered this story is a classic example of burying the lead. Here's the headline. Lakewood executive offers theory. Jimmy, I want you to pay attention to this.
I'm listening.
Lakewood executive offers theory of how cash ended up in church wall because the plumber found $600,000 inside of the wall of the men's room. Okay, Jimmy. Best you can tell, what do you think this article is about?
Money.
How's about the Lakewood executive offering the theory of how the cash was ended up in the wall of a bathroom at Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas?
I bet that's not what the article is about.
Well, let's see. Page 1, nothing. Page 2, nothing. There's paragraph 17. Oop, nothing. Oh, there's paragraph 28. Nothing. Oh, found it. Paragraph 34 what? Finally gets to it, and it doesn't tell us any. Well, we're not really sure, but we think that maybe somebody threw it through like one of the ceiling tiles in the bathroom, and it fell down, and it got stuck there, and they couldn't get it out. And so a plumber found it when he broke through the toilet wall. Okay. No explanation. Total burying of the lead. Oh, and what's up with beginning a sentence with a conjunction? Huh? What's up with that? And in but, verboten. We don't put them in the beginning of sentences.
I do that all the time.
Oh, the rules, they are a changing. Question, how is it that $600,000 can get lost in a bathroom wall? Apparently, the folks at Lakewood, they did file a report with the police to whom they gave a group $20,000 to go find the person who took the money. At any rate, they said it was about $600,000 stolen. And they found it now behind the drywall of the bathroom. What kind of a church has that sort of cash just floating around? Who has that amount of money that, let me tell you, we lose that kind of change, we're all going to jail here, okay? That's what's going to happen. What do you mean? It's missing. How do you miss that kind of? It's because that place rakes in so much money. I'll bet it's at over $100 million a year. Jimmy, see if you can Google that. What are the friends of Joel Osteen giving to the Lakewood Ministries? I'll bet it's over $100 million. Because after all, it's not cheap paying for a $10 million home or a $90 million private jet. It's not easy. It's not easy being a prosperity preacher, people. Guy needs some amenities. Just see if it's over $100 million. There's got to be public record on it. In the meantime, let's go to Jerusalem, shall we? Serious concerns about what the UN is saying? That's nothing new, Todd. Tell us what it is. The UN wanting to identify the Temple Mount only as the Jewish, or not as the Jewish, but as the Islamic, under the Islamic name, Al-Haram al-Sharif. But nothing about the Jewish temple. As many as 129 countries voted in favor of the resolution, 11 voted against it, with 31 abstentions. Abstain? You can't decide on this one? That we kind of forgot, you know, history and who had it first for thousands of years. I just heard a John MacArthur sermon, and he was talking about Jewish people, and he said something that it was so affirming for me, because it's like, I've always thought that, but it sounded kind of weird. But when John MacArthur says it, it doesn't sound weird at all. It was that the Jews have something hardwired into them by God to keep them a nation. They maintain their identity, their Jewish identity, without the religious practice, and yet they hold tenaciously to it. And I've thought that for years. John MacArthur said it, so now we know it's true. Jimmy, you find out? What are they? What are they scrounging by to survive down there at Lakewood?
The latest...
You know, jet fuel prices. They are not cheap, buddy boy.
The latest that I ran across so far is $90 million.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
They're just...
I'm sure that's...
They're barely getting by. They are barely getting by. I don't know how that's just giving. The money that they bring in from books and probably from royalty, it's just got to be absolutely staggering that you could lose $600,000 and not bat an eye. And it's found in a bathroom wall. If you are somebody who happens to give to the Joel Osteen Ministries, it shouldn't have taken this. Stop it. Just stop it. The European Union. I have to confess, this one kind of bums me out. If you'd like to understand why, I believe we talked about this last week on Wretched Radio, even posted it on Facebook, just because we thought we'd try to agitate some people. By the way, Jimmy, very good news about the Facebook. In January, we're supposed to be out of timeout.
Oh, that's what I hear.
Very excited that they're not going to be fact-checking what we're teaching about the Bible and not allowing us to even release our own videos on the Facebook. So I'm very excited about that. But we did post a video that talked about maybe it's time to think about whether or not we want to let the government and the world piggyback and pervert our Christian holiday known as Christmas. That maybe we don't want them to have it. You don't believe in it. We don't want to force anybody. And we don't want people who don't believe in Jesus Christ, but apparently put their trust in Santa Claus, to be calling our holiday Christmas. The European Union scraps inclusive language guidelines advising Christmas be replaced with holiday times. So the executive branch of the EU has withdrawn its guidelines for inclusive communication. This is rich. To update the language. Replace the word Christmas with holiday times and avoiding gendered words. The document advised avoiding references to Christmas and Christian names to avoid giving the impression of intolerance, of judgment, fuel stereotypes, or single out one religious group. I'm sure they meant that a slightly different way than the way that that actually comes across. The guide suggested gender binary of male and female, Mr. Mrs., that stuff, that's got to be dropped. MX should be used as a default pronoun. How do you say that? It doesn't even have a vowel. It's not I, he, me, my, mx, so that nobody is offended. Thankfully, they withdrew this, but it's a reminder. It won't be long. It won't be long. These things which are breaking news, presentations at TED Talks on minor adult minor attracted person sickness or whatever they're calling pedophilia. It's just a matter of time. This is Wretched Radio. Here are three words that can strike terror in the heart of any Christian. Open Enrollment Month. The three words that can make you shudder if you have to renew or find a new health insurance program. Did you know every month is an open enrollment month with MediShare? Affordable biblical health care sharing, a huge savings per family, on average $500 per month. You have access to a massive doctor network and MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. It shouldn't be a surprise that MediShare's double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So instead of experiencing the terrors this year, how's about getting in touch with MediShare? You can do that by calling 844-34-BIBLE, 844-34-BIBLE, or visit MediShare.com/wretched.
It seems like everywhere you look, you find a survey about something these days. And of course, Wretched, we didn't want to miss out on this trend, so we conducted our own survey. Actually, I just asked a couple of people across the hall, but here are the results. When asked, what's your favorite part of Christmas? 100% of respondents said, celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Without Christ, there's no reason for Christmas. Without Christ, there's no reason for Wretched. We realize we can't do any of this without you. It wouldn't be possible to produce the content and resources that we do without the support of our gospel partners. During this time of year where we should all reflect on the true meaning of Christmas, would you prayerfully consider becoming a gospel partner and help us to continue reaching the lost all over the world? Just visit wretched.org/donate. That's wretched.org/donate, or text the word wretched to the number 44321.
Despite what all of the headlines say, there is some very good news happening around the globe. Jesus is still fulfilling his promise to build his church. Nothing is going to stop it. And right now in Eastern Europe, he is doing just that through the Tomorrow Clubs, kids clubs all throughout very poor Eastern European countries. And thanks to you, wretched person, more and more clubs are being sponsored, more and more kids are being saved, and more churches are being strengthened. Paul Marty from the Tomorrow Clubs.
Every time we visit a Tomorrow Club and talk to kids and leaders, we are blown away by the gospel's power to change lives. And the Wretched audience has been such a big part of making that possible.
Would you please consider sponsoring your very own Tomorrow Club? $30 a month. 30 Little Disciples. TomorrowClubs.org/wretched.
God has given the church many gifts for the building up of the body. One gift is administration, the spiritual ability to guide, govern, manage, and correct. Church leaders are charged with keeping the church on the biblical path. As God has given that charge, he has also provided the gifts which enable us to fulfill that charge. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Hoofda! Not easy to be politically correct. This is Wretched Radio. The European Union has said, okay, fine. We'll keep calling it Christmas if you insist, but we don't like it. Furthermore, you've got to start using the correct pronouns that people want to be identified with. But there are more rules that the EU tried to pass. What a mess. You talk about a dog's breakfast. So the guide suggested that the gender binary of male and female, Mr., Mrs., and Ms., should be dropped unless requested. In the absence, however, of such information, MX should be used as the default. Avoid gender-specific pronouns for the people whose gender is unknown, so as not to exclude intersex persons and genderqueer people and not to make them invisible. Are we all tracking this?
No.
Hard to have a conversation these days, isn't it? The guidance also encouraged officials to, quote, be careful about the use of gay and lesbian as nouns. I thought it's the LGBT. I thought that's what the words that were supposed. No, be careful. Got to know the rules of this. They may be considered inappropriate. The term homosexual can be considered offensive because it follows the medical model and is sometimes used by anti-gay activists. I'm sure there were more rules, but I think we get the point. And they're rewriting the book.
Rewriting
language? Well, they have to. It's not easy to create a whole new system, a whole new worldview. Getting it implemented is not easy. And they've been working on it for quite a while. And they've been quite successful, haven't they? And it grieves me because we see the fruits of it. And it's not just, by the way, it is not just unbelievers who are feeling the effects of the new worldview. It's Christians, too. 31% of Americans experience loneliness. That should bother us because we happen to know the cure for loneliness, a right relationship with God and a right relationship with his people. That's what they need, and we've got it. We've got the institution built. We have the worldview in place. It's kind of been sorted. We've worked through any difficulties. All the wrinkles have been ironed out regarding technical issues, regarding theology proper. We got it all figured out. And we've got the buildings, got the land. Currently, we've got the tax-exempt status, but not counting on that for long. Everything is in place, and yet the world is lonely, including 20% of Christians say the same thing. And they're not just a little bit lonely. They're like really lonely. Statistics. More than 40% said the feelings of loneliness range from intense to unbearable. Now, I know the pandemic locking people down. I get it. That's contributed to it. But it only threw a little bit of gas onto the fire because the loneliness flames have been burning brighter and brighter. And I believe that that is because of the lack of emphasis on the local church. We need it. You've got to have it, and it needs to be deeper. It needs to be profound. It needs to have a cause and a purpose. It needs to have something transcendent, and we've got all of those things. And in the meantime, the world is just seeking every other place possible. A survey from the Harvard Graduate School of Education found that 36% of respondents reported feeling lonely frequently, or almost all the time, or all the time. Oof. 61% aged 18 to 25 reported substantial degrees of loneliness, and they've got more friends than anybody. Huh, what a shocker. And social media leaves them feeling empty. Speaking of which, read an interesting article. It had some interesting details in it. Apparently there's a pastor. Oh, here it is right here. There's a guy who's a pastor who used to be, brace yourself, a porn star? Does that those two words go together? At any rate, that's what the world would call him. And he now is a pastor, and he's warning people about the pervasive nature of pornography inside of the churches. I just shared the statistic. Barna said 64% of Christian men view it at least monthly. The other 30%, give or take, are lying. One in five youth pastors and one in seven senior pastors use porn on a regular basis. Hey, church, we've got a problem here, don't we? Among the many problems porn perpetuates, said this fellow, is isolation and disconnection from intimacy. Oh, maybe porn has something to do with the loneliness factor. You can look at pixels all day, but you can't have a relationship. And maybe it is also some of the oxygen that is being bellowed onto the fire of sexual immorality in the hearts and minds of men. Pornography does not enhance anybody's life. It detracts. It makes you lonely. And it makes you unable to be in a relationship with another human being. Another is the formation of false expectations about what should unfold within relationships. This is perhaps an explanation for why it is that we have so many people who are lonely, even inside of the church. That is something that should grieve us. What happened to the local church? How many sermons have you heard a sermon within the last 10 years that said, if you're here today and you're a regular attender, it's time for you to join? We'll put you through a class. We won't put you through a class, whatever, but it's time for you to join. This isn't a social club where you can come and go as you please. You need to have membership in this place. And that comes through church membership, the elders affirming your statement of faith. Did you want to approach the Lord's table? We would ask that you do some things before you do. Consider becoming a member. I wouldn't make it a law because I'm not a closed table kind of guy. Close, perhaps, definitely not open. Hey, whatever, you're here today and you're breathing, come and take the bread and wine if you like. No, not about that. But maybe a consideration for visitors would be, are you a member of a local church someplace? If not, you're riding on the range. I don't think I'd forbid them from the table because there can be all kinds of reasons for it. My point is there any sort of talk like that? Oh, and by the way, you should get baptized before you take the Lord's table because that's the ordinance that's supposed to come first. There's another one that has been washed, no pun intended, washed aside. We don't focus on baptism anymore. In our effort to be cool, pragmatic, hip, and relevant, we've become not. The very things that we sought to be are abating in churches. People need help. People are hurting. We got everything. We've got absolutely everything. Salvation Army responding to claim that it's gone woke. You be the judge on this particular story. They say, no, we're not, but the evidence seems to point in a different direction. Salvation Army responds that it's promoting CRT and going woke. They said this, the Salvation pulled the document. There was a manual that one of the branches had created to basically teach, if you're white, you need to repent. All that loblolly. They pulled the document from its website. It subsequently issued a statement expressing regret that elements of the recently issued Let's Talk About Racism guide led some to believe we think they should apologize for the color of their skin. Well, that's because it said you should apologize for the color of your skin. I think that's why we got that impression. Or that the Salvation Army may have abandoned its biblical beliefs for another philosophy or ideology. That was never our intention. So the guide has been removed for appropriate review. Should have been done before the thing got posted. This is one of the Salvation Army commanders. We endorse no social theory or philosophy, and we never will. And we're not asking anyone to apologize for the color of their skin. Except for the fact that the document said you need to apologize for the color of their skin. I wonder how the Salvation Army kettle ringers are doing this year. I can imagine. Could have put a dent in it, I'm guessing. Man accused of killing a woman in a church shouldn't be held criminally responsible. Oh, okay. That's good. All right, fine. He has a lot of baggage, said the attorney in this case of a murdered Baptist woman in East Baltimore. This dear woman was in the bathroom. She was going to pray early at the church. And a guy wanders in, murders her brutally. You don't want the details. She fought back. And his attorney says he's got a lot of baggage. Mental health issues, whether it's schizophrenia, bipolar, or delusional thoughts. He's been in and out of various mental health hospitals. You know, I get that. I understand that, but the question is not IQ or some of these emotional issues. Does he know that it's wrong to murder a Baptist woman in a bathroom? Okay, then. Next. Seems pretty straightforward to me, but this is being used to try to get the guy off the hook. She suffered multiple stab wounds. Sorry, I guess I am telling you. Including both on her hands, which suggests she tried to defend herself. I wonder if the fellow knew that was bad when she was screaming. Ah, our postmodern justice system. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.